Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
We've all got more power than we think. Our immune systems function like natural superpowers, defending us every day and keeping us healthy. But even superpowers can use support. Avmacol Extra Strength unleashes the power of broccoli and beta-glucans to help your body fight off the impacts of environmental toxins. Learn more at avmacol.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Good morning. Wake up!
The Early Line.
Line up!
All right, here we go. Welcome in. It is a Thursday already. Hard to believe that already. It is the day before Valentine's Day. That would be the 13th of February. I'm Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez here on the grid. It is the Early Line as we look to get you caught up with everything that happened overnight in the sports betting world and take a look ahead today as we've got 62 today. That's right, 62. College hoops games in store for you. Only two NBA games, but they are two good ones as we get ready for the All-Star weekend. We do have 11, 11 NHL games. They're already past that whole All-Star shenanigan, so they are making the final push here towards the Stanley Cup playoffs, which is always fun. And last night, and we're going to get into this, it was another monster night for contrarian bettors. And if you are new to this show and you are new to the concept of being a contrarian bettor or how to even recognize how to go about it, we'll go ahead and break it down for a couple of games last night that absolutely were example one and 1A on how and why it is so very valuable to be able to identify the market movements and where the public money is going versus where the smart money is going. Some are easier to tell than others, but there were a couple of examples last night that shined through, which is it's great gambling you for you guys this morning. And we'll show you exactly how to do that. Plus, we have updates. The bubble watch there in college hoops last night. A couple of more teams did exactly what they needed to do in order to be able to solidify their place in the big tournament coming up March 15th for Selection Sunday, while others... Yeah, didn't do so good there. It was rough. It was also rough for teams like the Miami Heat last night out on the West Coast who don't like the West Coast, Dane. Miami Heat are just not having a good time out on the West Coast. They are not not good. Denver also not having a very good time after losing in overtime to LeBron James and company. And a huge injury last night in the Western Conference that'll affect not only this weekend's All-Star game, but possibly moving forward. We'll cover all of that. But first, let's check in with Dan Strafford, have him get you caught up with all the headlines for overnight here on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Sports Grid News Update.
Well, Damian Lillard with a strain. Yes, that's right. Lillard strained his right groin against the Grizzlies on Wednesday and will undergo an MRI today. Lillard pulled up after a drive late in the fourth quarter and immediately went back to the locker room. We'll see what the prognosis is at some point today. Top performers in the National Basketball Association from Wednesday night. LeBron James put up a triple-double in overtime. 32 points, 14 assists, 12 rebounds, a poor shooting performance from three-point range, 1-for-7, but went 15 of 29 from the field in the 120-116 Lakers win at Denver. TJ Warren, yes, TJ Warren with a huge night, 35 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, 4 steals, did have 2 turnovers in 39 minutes as the Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 118-111. Giannis Antetokounmpo missed that game after the birth of his son, Liam. Luka Doncic had a double-double with 8 assists, 33 points, 12 boards as the Dallas Mavericks beat the Sacramento Kings 130-111. Kristaps Porzingis in that same game, 27 points, 13 boards, 5 assists. Aaron Gordon had himself a night, 25 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists, as the Orlando Magic got by the Detroit Pistons 116-112. In baseball, Rich Hill has begun a throwing program and hopes to make his Twins debut in early June. Hill underwent primary and revision surgery on his left elbow in October and is expected to miss the first half of the season. Padres young star Fernando Tatis Jr. will have no limitations during spring training. The Padres have no plans to move him to center field. Tatis missed the last 6 weeks of 2019 season due to a stress reaction in his back. And in the NFL, we'll see if it does anything, but Jameis Winston is trying to make 2020-2020. The quarterback tied to the Tampa Bay franchise decided this offseason was the year to get LASIK surgery. I'm Dan Straffer, and this has been your Sports Grid News Update.
All right, Dan, thank you. Thank you very much. And yes, Jameis trying to actually be like, oh, my God, I can see what uniforms they're wearing. I won't throw it to the other team. But we'll see if that makes any difference. We do have some NFL rumors swirling around Cam Newton, Phillip Rivers. We'll go ahead and talk about those. But last night, Dan, another contrarian just dream for bettors in college hoops is we had 51 games on the market last night. And you had, I believe, 1, 2, 5. Let's say 5 of the top heavily bet games, the most handle, the games that saw the most action, all 5 went in favor of the sports books last night. That, ladies and gentlemen, is contrarian 101. Anytime, and think of it this way, contrarian, an idea of being a contrarian is basically when the sports books win and the public loses, right? So Joe Public likes the favorites, likes the overs, likes some of the predictable things. The sports books right. like to go the other way. So when you have lopsided action like we saw last night, for instance, in Alabama's game versus Auburn. We talked about this on the show yesterday. Alabama was getting 8 points in that game as a closing line. They were only getting 1 out of 4 bets, Dane. That was all they were getting all day. Auburn was getting hammered. Unbelievable. Yeah, that game went to overtime, by the way. Now, Alabama lost. But Alabama lost 95-91 in overtime, which means those very small percentage, Dane, the 25%, let's say, that 1 out of 4 that actually bet Alabama. Yeah, that's what you call contrarian, because it wasn't any way, shape, or form the sharp money that was hanging out on the favorite Auburn. It was definitely the house side, shall you say, or the 25% side, the lesser side. So Alabama covers, doesn't win, but that is yet just another shining example of, and we even yesterday, Georgia Tech last night. Georgia Tech opens up as a 6-point underdog at home against Louisville. And Dane, yesterday by 8 o'clock, we're going, the line's going the other way. Like it's 5.5 now. Like what's going on? 80% of the bets are going to Louisville. Why is the line moving? Yeah, the line is moving down because that's what you call contrarian plays. The bigger money, the more professional money back in Georgia Tech, who also happened to upend and win the game outright. So, you know, Dane, we say it, if we said it once, we should get a sign made.
Yeah, really.
Don't overthink the room, brother. Do not overthink the room. Just follow the money, Dane.
You follow the money, and then we see these guys falling on the same kinds of trends that we were talking about. Home, Seton Hall at home, big division, big conference matchup. Creighton goes in there. And, Joe, even the cream of the crop are not immune to this, right? And we saw that in Georgia Tech. We saw that in Georgia Tech. Louisville, number 5 in the country, goes in, can't get it done against the Yellow Jackets. You know, you mentioned Auburn, Alabama. It took overtime for the home favorite to actually eke one out in that one.
Yep. We had South Florida, too, as another example. Guys received 1 out of 5. They received 20% of the bets were coming in on South Florida last night. That game moved from getting 6, South Florida, to getting 5.5. 80-20. Like what in the world is going on against Houston? They lost 62-58, but guess who covered?
Sure
the
did.
Sports books. And now the sports books, again, they get 80% of that money. They'll gladly pay out, Dane, the 20% of the tickets, even to the sharper bettors, when on an entire night, when you have five of the most heavily bet games in favor of the books, that's a contrarian dream, Dane, and that's how you make money in the long run. It's not following the public and the chalky favorites. It's doing sometimes, Dane, having to put your money at the window on some plays where you're going, they're not going to win this game.
You know, we talk about like the close your eyes special sometimes, right? You know, and bounce back. And because the reasons that you take some of these guys or lean with some of these trends are things mm-hmm. that the public doesn't see. You know, for example, we were talking yesterday about the Miami Heat. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Miami Heat were what? On like the fourth of a 5-game road trip? You know what I mean? But people who are looking to bet that individual game are just like, ooh, Miami Heat, they just made trades. They look good. They're 16 games over. Mm-hmm. And you That's forget correct. About some of the other ancillary details that the public doesn't always look to that we are giving you the information on here on Sports Grid. And a lot of times, that's the trump card. That's the most important thing to think about when capping these games.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Creighton-Seton Hall game, Dane. Now, we liked Seton Hall. But it was a big number. It was -6 yesterday. But as the day went on, more bets for Seton Hall, less of a spread, though. Went to 5.5 and even 5 at some point. You're going, whoa. Why? If everyone wants Seton Hall to win and the bets are betting Seton Hall, why is the why is the book making it easier to cover for Seton Hall and those better? Well, they weren't. And there it is. It was absolutely the 23% of the bets that came in on Creighton, Dane. Only 23% as the public and the majority of the bets. And I don't care if they're $5 bets, $10 bets, $20. It doesn't make a difference. When you have that kind of lopsided action and all of a sudden that Creighton wins, the dog wins, Georgia Tech dog wins outright. Alabama doesn't win but covers. That accounted, in each one of those, that accounted for over 80% of the bets, and they didn't win, which means 80% of those people who bet on the game, they're trying to figure out where it all went wrong.
Well, they could listen to us today.
Yes, we're going to point it out because we got more inflated lines tonight. We'll cover it.
Yes, sir.
Coming up here on the grid, sportsgrid.com is the early line.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of Cal Hope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of Cal Hope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Back here to the early line here on Sports Grid. Like we were talking about beforehand, it sounds like we got bent. But like as we were talking about, we had a huge amount of action. I want to talk about the Big East real quick, okay? Well, a lot of these games in the Big East, listen, they are close games. If you are watching them, the Creighton-Seton Hall game, the Villanova-Marquette game, 72-71, even the Butler-Xavier game, these are teams that can play both ways. These are the teams that are deep. And we've been talking all season long about how this is a year where the ACC is a little bit down. Okay, the Pac-10 is a little bit down, or Pac-12, right? And so this may be the year that one of those, you know, smaller market and, you know, or mid-major teams actually do crack through. And if you look at the Big East, there are five or six different schools that could be worth your betting dollar when it comes, when it comes time to get to March, all right? I'm thinking... We talk also about the regional bias. So if you're listening to us on the West Coast, you may not see teams like Creighton. You may not see teams like Butler going after it. And I think that is absolutely important. Another thing we are going to talk about today is, you know, Major League Baseball. All right. Major League Baseball, they came out and finally made the kind of the determination of different rule changes that were going to be in play this year. All right. And the first one, and I think this is huge, and I don't know why this wasn't, to be quite honest, why this wasn't formally announced a little bit earlier. All right. The first one that I think is very, very important is it's official. When you bring in a pitcher now mid-inning, they are going to have to face three batters. That means there is no such thing anymore as the lefty specialist. Okay, you know, you always bring in the guy in the eighth inning to face the tough lefty in the middle of the lineup. That is not going to happen anymore. All right, when you come in now as a reliever, you have to face a three batter minimum or the end of the inning. You have to like close out the inning. So I guess it's still possible if you're going to bring in the lefty, you know, but there's already two outs, right? Because then you could just get that last out and come in with someone new afterwards. But this is really, really weird to me. They are, in essence, doing away with the lefty specialist. And I really wonder what the Players Association, you know, is going to say about this, or did say about this, right? Because there are jobs out there, you know, there are guys who extend their careers by being the lefty specialist, by being the guy who comes in the seventh or eighth inning to get that tough lefty, you know, in the key spot, in the high leverage innings, and are making themselves money. They're making themselves contracts. They are staying, you know, they are extending their careers in order to do that. And I think it's very, very interesting. How will teams construct their bullpens now? And do these guys, are they out of a job? You know, the second thing that I think is very, very interesting in if you're starting to think about baseball, with obviously pitchers and catchers reporting with a lot of teams. I know the Yankees reported yesterday. Boy, did they have some things to say about the Houston Astros scandal. We'll get to that in a second. The other thing that I think is very interesting as you start to dig into Major League Baseball is that they've extended the rosters. Okay, they've extended the rosters. You know about the 25-man roster. It is now the 26-man roster, all right? So, again, how are teams going to be constructed? Because not only do you not need to carry the lefty specialist anymore on your roster because it's almost null and void unless it's the very end of the inning, but now you have an extra spot. How are teams going to use that extra spot? Do you think it's going to be more of another defensive replacement? Or do you think they'll carry an extra arm? Or do you think this could be the beginning of teams starting to differ in their rotations? We've talked about the potential for a six-man rotation. That's what happens in Japanese baseball, and it gives them less wear and tear on their arms. Might some teams opt with the extra spot to go into a six-man rotation? Here's how I would think about it, to be quite honest. I don't think that is going to be necessarily a pinch hitter. I don't think it is necessarily going to be a defensive replacement. I don't think it is necessarily going to be another guy in the bullpen or another arm. I think it would behoove teams And I know Major League Baseball is running away from this. Running is my word. I think every team could legitimately employ their 26th man to be a speed guy, to be a pinch runner, okay? To be one guy who comes on in when you get the leadoff man on in the eighth inning and you're down by one or you're tied, and he comes in just to pinch run and swipe a bag. The art of the stolen base has left Major League Baseball. The art of the hit and run has left Major League Baseball. The art of manufacturing runs have left Major League Baseball. And I wonder if some teams opt to make this 26th man be a speed specialist, shall we say, what the impact could be. I mean, you don't need an extra power bat. Everybody in Major League Baseball these days is hitting 240 and knocking in 30 home runs. You have that in spades already on your roster with your, you know, with your fourth outfielder, with your backup corner infielder or catcher. What we don't generally have, you have the Swiss Army knife guy who can play four different positions. What a lot of teams are lacking is speed and that guy that can go out and swipe you a bag if need be. I'm going to be very interested to see how these teams go out and fill out these rosters with that last kind of roster spot that they have. All right.
It's funny that I know Monday they came out of Major League Baseball and they made it. We heard about the possible playoff changes, right? So then day goes by. Now we hear about these new rule changes, and I'm laughing because
26 man rosters.
Right. There's another one coming out today, apparently, where there's another set of rules. One of them, I guess, is in the ninth inning, if you're down more than three runs and you hit the ball, you can either run the first or third base, depending on which way you think you can get there face. Yeah, you can do that also. Right. If a guy steps out of the batter's box, the pitcher gets to move up 2 feet and throw the next ball from there. So there's a lot of things they're working on in Major League Baseball, I think, that are spot on. That I can't wait to see what else is coming up here. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But here's the thing, Joe. You like it with the rule changes in the NFL. You like it when they evolve. You like it when they're ahead of it and they try stuff out. So baseball's doing the same thing.
I don't like the only one that I have a problem with. The biggest one that I had a problem with is the idea that a pitcher has to come in and face three batters. And the reason I hate that is because we've all seen enough baseball and been involved that if a guy comes in, right, bases loaded, gives up a jack, next guy gets up, hits a double. There are situations, guys, where pitchers, even pros, they just don't have it. So having a guy come in from the bullpen simply, and the only reason you have this rule is an overreaction to there being a pitcher every third pitch. I get it. But the idea of putting a guy in that doesn't, and it's not going to happen all the time. Most professional pitchers should be able to handle at least three batters. However, the idea that if a guy doesn't have it, a guy that's coming in there and getting crushed, and all of a sudden now bases are loaded because you couldn't get him, you couldn't pull him out of the game, you had to wait till that, I don't like. Fundamentally, I don't get that. Now, I think what it also is going to do, though it's going to take a few years, is it's going to force guys to learn how to pitch again, Dane. Even when you don't have it, right? Because all the old school guys that we talked about, whether it be Glavin that we've talked to, Maddox, their big thing is that in the minor leagues, they stop teaching guys how to pitch. It's just throw. Just throw the ball. Everyone throw the ball. You're only going to be in there for one batter. They forgot how to pitch. And maybe, just maybe, what this is going to force guys to do is, instead of being so one-dimensional and so reliant and so niche, so specialist, maybe it's going to force them, Dane, to go, you know what? Even if you don't have your best stuff, guys, you're going to have to figure out. You're a pro making millions of dollars. You got to be able to get guys out, even when you don't have your best stuff.
Okay, I buy that. But what I don't understand, I'm thinking about the lefty specialist, Joe. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the lefty specialist that comes in the seventh or eighth inning to get that one tough lefty in the lineup, right? With 30 men now are without a job. That's correct. How did the Players Association allow this to happen? That's my question. You know what I mean? The lefty specialist. I remember from great Yankee teams, guys like Jeff Nelson and Graham Lloyd that would come in. You know, we talk about Andrew Miller these days as a lefty, you know, that can't, you know, lefties can't hit him. These guys are, in essence, they don't have a role, really. Okay, they're going to have to be able to get righties out, too.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
But I don't understand why, like, in the same way, if they were going to eliminate the DH, then all these DHs in the American League, they don't have a job anymore. So I really don't understand why the Players Association kind of is just, like, cool with this happening. I think it changes the marketplace and eliminates employment opportunities for lefty specialists. And that's weird to me, Joe.
Well, there's a lot of, I mean, it's not, listen, being a specialist is nice, but, you know, give me a break. If your only job in life is to just, you can only pitch the left-handed batters, then chances are you shouldn't be in the pros anyway. So maybe it starts weeding out some of the mediocrity that we've got. But because we've all grown up playing this game where righty, lefty, it didn't make a difference. You got to make a pitch. And it really, that's what it comes down to. And if they're going to bring you in, and now I don't have a problem doing it, unless, of course, this dude is going to get lit up for three straight batters because I couldn't take him out. That's, you got to give the option to be able to go, he don't have it. Good God, let's get him out of here. They're not doing that. We'll talk more
about
that.
Did you hear what I'm talking about, 26 men?
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Fantasy. If you can't trust your commissioner of your fantasy blank league, whether it's baseball or football or basketball, don't be in that league. I always go back to the example that my friend Alan said. He said, Mark, a fantasy commissioner is like my wife. I have to trust her, otherwise I can't be married to her. Fair enough. But if you don't trust your wife, maybe you shouldn't be married to her. Or maybe you should hire a private investigator to see what she's doing.
Weekdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, welcome back in the early line here on the grid, sportsgrid.com, as we get ready for two NBA games, 62 college hoop games. We got ourselves 11 NHL games. All-Star weekend almost upon us here in the NBA, as a little less than 40% of the games remain before we get to the playoffs. So this final push is going to be pretty important. Just about four or five conference games left for many of the college programs around the country trying to solidify their spot into March Madness, which Selection Sunday is March 15th. Oh, yeah, and don't forget, we also got some golf coming up here today. The Genesis Open will kick off. Tiger Woods' tournament at Riviera Country Club in L.A. We'll get you some of our favorite bets there, some of the matchups to look for here today. And, you mix in still a couple of UFC fights, the Daytona 500. And, pitchers and catchers, they are descending in Arizona and South Florida, all throughout Florida, in fact, as the as Major League Baseball gets ready to get underway. It's going to be an exciting next couple of months here, guys, and we've got you covered. But it does there's a lot of teams, Dane, even in college hoops last night, where every game matters at this point. And we are talking about teams that are bubble watch teams. And I can't remember a season, and maybe you can, like, everybody is kind of feels like it's in the middle, right? We've only got a handful of these teams, and not all of them are blue bloods, where it's that top quadrant. You know what I mean? Maybe four teams, Dane, maybe four at the really cream of the crop right now. And a lot of that has to do with schedule. But the middle pie, man, that middle, that quadrant two and quadrant three of teams, I can't remember where it's legitimately a coin. We're not talking about the difference between teams. Oh, are you 64? Are you 67?
Right.
No, like everybody's 35. It's like I've never seen anything like this.
So honestly, and we'll see how it plays out. You know, that, like you said, there is some conference games left. Conference tournaments will say a lot. But I'm telling you right now, Joe, you know, in that first weekend, right, everyone loves the Thursday and Friday. That's when there's Cinderella, you know, and the 12 beats the 5 and all that. But that first weekend, the Saturday and Sunday, Joe, we're going to have a lot of, like, 3 versus 6.
Oh, yes.
2 versus 7. Right. Mm-hmm. And in those, that's where you're talking about the middle 35. Right. So if you just straight up do the math, the 3 versus 6 kind of matchup, that's going to be a team that's like, oh, I don't know, 11th in the country versus a team that's, oh, I don't know, 24th in the country. Just like we saw last night with like Creighton and Seton Hall. When we have those kinds of teams, it's anybody's game. This rough underbelly, this middle, really encompasses so many people. I'm going to be looking at that kind of matchup, right, Joe? You know, the 2-7, the 3-6. Anything is live. The 7-10 in the first round. I'm taking those I'm taking dogs. I'm taking points.
It's crazy when you think about it, man. We haven't had that kind of middle parity in college hoops in a long time. We've always, and brackets have always been for years, and listen, it may still play out that way, but brackets have for years have always been, you know, which quadrant are you in, east, west, you know, Midwest, right, where's south, where are you, and where are you seated? And for the most part, outside of a handful of years, and I not even recently, it's always been a one seed. You know, the final two, the championship winner, one, maybe a two seed, but, you know, the idea of a Cinderella is really a false narrative. For a championship, but for a drama along the way, hell yeah. I think there's more money to be made in the early rounds this year than prior to the Sweet 16 than ever before. And you've got legitimate teams that are battling right now they're bunched up with just about everybody else because of parity. You had Florida last night who cannot afford to lose a heck of a lot more games. They're in the big ACC. You see Auburn, you see LSU. The Gators, very young team. They've got two freshman point guards there. They really, at home, their one thing, their problem has been on the road. And on the road, voila, wouldn't you know it, going up against Texas A&M last night. And they got what they needed. They beat the Aggies by 17 in College Station on the road. That was exactly the kind of win that they needed to have. The problem is they do have a home win over Auburn, which is good. They got a neutral site win over Xavier. But they're 6-9, Dane, against those quadrant 2, 3, and 4 teams. So it's that middle of the road team, usually on the road, like last night that they've lost to. But they got two games left against Kentucky. They got a home game left with LSU. And while it is Florida, and Florida is a rich tradition, not all in basketball, think Billy Donovan here, guys.
Right.
They can ill afford to lose all of those games. Like, they're going to have to beat either Kentucky 1 out of 2 times, or they're going to have to beat LSU at home to guarantee it and not have to sweat it out. But Florida is another one of these teams. Richmond is another one of these teams that for years, that mid, you know, that middle of the road, that mid-major, that the Max of the world, the Horizon Leagues of the world, we're always looking at these teams going, oh, who is it going to be? You know, is it going to be? Richmond is a great team. They end up winning last night. VCU is a mess. VCU this year, they're going to be out. Alabama, how in the hell, Alabama, can you lose that many games in overtime to people is beyond me. We said there was going to be a boatload of points last night, Dane. Overtime, still a boatload of points, over 180 points. Alabama, Xavier, Providence, teams that lost last night. Xavier needed that win against Butler. Butler needed to win, too. But they needed that win last night, didn't get it. Providence needed that win over a two-win conference Big East St. John's team. Couldn't get it done, Dane. They could not get it done, and wouldn't you know it. Providence, Xavier, Alabama, VCU. Currently the way it is, with only about four games left, and VCU, we're always talking. Alabama, a year ago, made it to the Sweet 16. All of them on the verge of not playing in March, which is mind-blowing to me with how many years in a row that we've seen the Xaviers, the Providences of the world. Those are the kinds of teams that are getting pushed out right now because everybody else has come to the middle. Everybody else has come right back to the middle, Dane.
Yeah, you could add my Syracuse Orange to
Syracuse, unfortunately, right?
But you made an interesting point, and Joe, we lost you for a hot second there. One of the things I was saying, I'm looking at this Big East Conference, Joe, okay? Because in a year, right, where the ACC only has two or three ranked teams, you know, the Pac-12, Michigan and Ohio State are all the way in the bottom of the Big Ten. The Big East, Joe, it's almost like iron sharpening iron in the Big East. The Big East has five teams, Joe, between Seton Hall, Creighton, Nova, Butler, and Marquette. These are teams that are becoming battle-tested in their conference in a way that some SEC teams are not this year, right? The Blue Bloods aren't there. So these teams, they're kind of mid-majors, but they get more respect like a Gonzaga, like a Butler, because they've been there for a while. You know, Creighton, Marquette, Butler. We've seen these teams, and they are going to be, in my opinion, more battle-tested because they are going up against other teams that are in this, what, 30 group of 35 that you just talked about, right? I think then when the chips are down and they're in a 4-5 matchup, when they're in a 7-10 matchup, right, they're going to be able to draw on that experience, I think, and kind of be a tougher out. I'm interested in the Big East as a conference with a, like, there's no Kansas, right? There's no Gonzaga, but they have five teams in that, say, quadrant two that you talk about, and I wouldn't be surprised if one of them is battle-tested enough to get through the gauntlet.
Great point. And right now, and kudos to Creighton, they were number 23 team going up against the number 10 team in Seton Hall. Seton Hall has now lost two out of their last four games. Both of those losses, Dane, coming at home, which is just really mind-blowing. You have a consensus possible AP player of the year in Powell, but they've had all year long, they've been really, really good at home, like most teams, especially in conference play. You dominate at home and it's a 50-50 coin flip on the road. But they have not, to lose two games the way they did in conference at home, that is a tough pill to swallow. So now Creighton, good for you. Huge win on the road, conference against Seton Hall. There's going to be some shifting going on here, but we always say you got to go into March rolling. You know what I mean? At the end of February, those teams that are really starting to get hot need to get it going. Right now, Seton Hall is reeling, and I don't know that there's anybody hotter than Auburn, Dane. They're 22-2 on the year. They're 9-2 in the SEC. Seventh straight win, and this gauntlet, guys, has been ridiculous what they've had to do. They've had double overtime games the last four or five games. They've had to beat Kentucky. They've had LSU. They've gone through a gauntlet here over the last 2 weeks, Dane. They're still 9-2 in the SEC. They win yet another game at home, which all of a sudden that's becoming an impossible place to win at if you are a road team. And 22-2 on a year for a team that doesn't really have a big interior presence that likes to shoot the three, but Bruce Pearl, they made it real. Remember how close they were last year, Dane, to making it to the dance there in the championship.
Right. This is a real guy team with the horrible broken leg.
Oh, and by the way, Alabama last night, take a note of this too, because it's starting to seep into college play, guys. Alabama took 59 3-point shots last night.
The math is changing.
That's ridiculous, guys. In college. If now we can only get Virginia to do maybe half of that, they might score more than 40 points.
It's like Navy football, going to the extreme.
Villanova, big game last night. We'll talk about that next as well here on the grid.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Yes, I did not want to leave out talking about the Big East that we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that Villanova's three-game losing streak is no more.
Yep.
So congratulations. Nova gets it done against Marquette last night. Kind of had a feeling that was going to happen. Prior to this year, Villanova had only been on a three-game losing streak once in the last 15 years. All right, shows you what Jay Wright and company are doing there.
Yeah,
that
really.
Three-game losing streak actually happened last February to Villanova, and they righted that ship pretty quickly. They did this year. Again, Jay Wright, Villanova, this is kind of what you're seeing in college hoops right now, that transformation. Jay Wright is a guy that usually cultivates talent. He's playing, I think, four out of the five positions for Villanova are underclassmen. He's got freshmen. He's got sophomore. He's usually a guy filled Villanova with guys that are there for the long haul. They play as juniors.
Right.
They play as seniors. The old, you know, the old-fashioned way, a couple of JUCO transfers, but a lot of young guys right now playing for Villanova. It looks like they got it right. Big game against Marquette last night. They pull it out. So now they have a real chance, Dane, Villanova, to start padding their resume the rest of the way. Why they go here is they've got a couple of cakewalks here. They lost to Creighton. They lost to Butler. They lost to Seton Hall. If they would have lost to Marquette last night, That would have been brutal, but that win there, they should be good to go. They have they're heading into a stretch of seven games where they will have the only team that's ranked that they're going to have to face again is Seton Hall, and they're going in the wrong way right now. They will have an opportunity to put a couple of additional wins on the resume. Villanova is going to be a real player. That whole Eastern bracket, Dane, is going to be,
I'm telling
you, and we've talked about it from San Diego State standpoint. And, you mentioned it. I would rather be a number two seed and stay out west than have to be, claim that I want a one seed and be,
you don't want to
be going through this gauntlet. You do not want to go through this gauntlet. And I love San Diego State, only remaining undefeated team in the country. But give me the number two seed. Keep me out west where my fans are. Mm-hmm. These are, after all, Dane, 18 and 19-year-old kids.
No, absolutely. We made that point earlier. And just to go back to the Big East, they're the only conference right now that has five teams in the top 25. I know we talk about the 25 and the number next to your name, and that's not a huge deal. But just to my broader point about it maybe being the toughest conference for these tournament teams, and we know about, the Big 12. We know about the ACC, okay? This is mid-major, but these schools have gone through the gauntlet, and I am going to love them as five seeds, as four seeds, as six seeds in the big dance when we're saying that, these ones and twos these years are not necessarily a cut above the rest.
Yep, absolutely. And tonight, listen, 62 games, a lot more bubble teams here on the card. There are some big movers and shakers tonight on the card, so we'll run down four of the most heavily bet money games on the board where we've seen the most movement tonight. One of them is another team, Dane, kind of that mid-major team that we've heard over the years. Wichita State is one of these teams that their name comes up all the time. They're 17-6 this year, taking on Central Florida tonight on the road. Now, 17-6 versus a 13-10 team, you would think it sounds like a cakewalk, right? Bigger school, better record, which better known school in Wichita State, more known for its basketball prowess than anything. I don't even think they have a football team. It's just basketball, Wichita State.
Yeah, they're that basketball squad. Yeah. They ran on that run a few years
ago. They're the Shockers, don't forget. All right. Don't make me pull up the Shockers.
We're a PG show, Joe. We're a PG show.
But they too have also coming off of three losses right now. They just lost to Houston 76-43. They were a 5-point dog and they got mauled against Houston there in their last game out. UCF has a 2-game winning streak right now. They're getting points on their own home court, but it doesn't look like people are overthinking it here as far as the pros go. Early line movement, Shockers 2.5 is what it opened up with. I'm seeing now 3, 3.5 in a lot of places, Dane. So even though they're reeling that 3-loss-in-a-row situation, much like Villanova, it's not scaring away the smart money. They're going, yeah, no, we like them to bounce back against an inferior team, get the job done, a team that is, you know, hitting close to 40% from three-point range. They'll get it. You know, basketball teams, Dane, when you shoot from the perimeter, you're going to go through those little cold stretches.
That's right.
That's what Wichita State has done. But the pros like Wichita State to get back on track tonight. 7 o'clock, Central Florida taking on Wichita State. The pros love Wichita State.
All right. Sounds good. You know what I find interesting here on tonight's basketball slate in college basketball? Joe, we have two ranked teams on the road in conference, like we talk about. I'm looking at Iowa on the road at unranked Indiana. And out west, we got the Buffaloes, Colorado, and Oregon in a big-time showdown. I wonder if this is starting to happen. Because, look, Joe, Indiana I'm seeing as 1.5-point favorites. The Ducks I'm seeing, albeit they are ranked as well, right, as 4.5-point favorites. So these ranked teams going on the road late in the conference schedule, they're not getting all the love that maybe they were a few weeks ago.
It's interesting you mentioned that Colorado game. Also huge, heavily bet game tonight on the card. When I say heavily bet, that this has not only gotten public love so far, but it's also gotten some professional money and professional love as the line has moved pretty impressively. And again, we talked about it to start the show. How do you identify where the smart money is? How do you identify the movements in the market? Well, one real easy way to look, guys, is take a look at what you are dealing with from a ticket count, where the line starts and where it goes. Colorado is won three straight. Oregon's lost three straight. You've got two teams, right, trending in wrong directions. But yet, like you mentioned, the number 16, the number 17 team. This game is in Oregon. And sure from what I'm seeing, the public has already been betting Colorado. Better record, higher ranking.
Really?
They're on a 3-game winning streak. Oregon is dropped now for three straight games. I'm seeing over close to 70% of the bets on Colorado here tonight, but yet that line has gone from 4, 4.5 to now 5 in some places in favor of Oregon. So that tells
the bigger money bets cancel out the quantity.
There you go. So the line moving towards Oregon, but yet the majority of the bets going towards Buffalo. What's happening? What's happening is that tells you it's a good indicator that the pros don't buy this is going to be a 4-game losing streak for Oregon either. They don't buy it with Wichita State. They didn't buy it last night with Villanova, as they also were getting pounded last night by the pros. Yep. They loved Villanova last night. They ended the 3-game streak. Colorado tonight, while they're good at home, altitude is always a good, is always a good weapon to have. And Colorado's been really good this year, but Oregon, the pros think they're coming back here. They're getting ready to go. And it's a revenge spot for Oregon, by the way. They lost to Colorado 3 weeks ago in Colorado. So,
Joe, this is not part of my handicapping, but have you seen the court in Oregon?
It's great, man. It's beautiful,
right?
Man.
Yeah, it's wild.
It really is. It's so cool, man.
It's supposed to be as if you're like camping out and like looking through the canopy up.
I mean,
that doesn't mean I think they're going to win necessarily, but I just think it's weird. They do funky stuff like that out west. You know, Boise State with the blue turf, right? This Oregon court. It's just weird to me. But yes, Oregon at home, 4.5, 139 is the number. Interesting that you think streaks get stopped. Because also, Joe, don't we talk about in the betting world to just ride the streak?
Yes. College
but
is a little
time
different.
It sounds like the pros are not riding the streak. Yeah. They're betting for streaks to be broken here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you mentioned Iowa, Indiana, right? Iowa 17-7, taking on Indiana, which is never an easy place to play, guys, ever. But you would look at the records, right? 17-7 for Iowa, 15-8 looking for there. It looks like the pro money is backing Indiana at this point here, as I'm seeing the line being pushed up to 1.5 here. Big Ten, don't forget, Big Ten home favorites, 54-13 straight up, Dane. This is the kind of game, and I don't know what the money line is on Indiana. You may just want to scrap the 1.5 and back Indiana at home in this spot, 54-13, 81% the Big Ten. For home teams, that appears to be something the pros are latching onto here. They're not buying the Iowa has the better record. They're ranked 21st. They're not buying it. They're buying the home favorite here in Indiana to take care of business against Iowa. Perfect buy low opportunity that you'll hear us talk about a lot on the show. Buy low, sell high, Dane. It is a market. Right now, you can buy really low in a trend that is 81% this year in the Big Ten.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it all day long.
80% all the time.
Give me Indiana on the money line. I'm not sure what it can't be more than $130. What is it? -130, 125?
Yep, that's where we're at, 125.
It can't be more than that. So, to me, classic value in that game tonight that you should absolutely be looking at. Forget the -1.5. Go to the money line. Lay it. Indiana should be your play. And that might actually be my play of the night here. I'm thinking this close to being able to do it, Dane.
The industry, Joe?
Yes. And that's what's great about college hoops, Dane, is that when you have these teams with these streaks, and we know in the NBA, listen, guys being paid $30 million a year, they're going to figure it out on a Tuesday, Wednesday night sometimes. Even the Knicks put together a win streak. But in college, the better team, usually the cream rises to the top. Dana Altman, the guys in Oregon, they're not going to lose four. Villanova, Jay Wright, they ain't losing four games in a row, guys. Like, they'll figure it out. Wichita State tonight will figure it out. So I like a lot of these streaks tonight to be done with. And I also like that Arizona State Stanford game, another monster bet game here. And yeah, it looks like the pros love the dog here. Arizona State on the road against Stanford. They're hammering it, 2.5 down from 3.5. Bobby Hurley, Duke.
Yeah, coaches may be another way to go in this year, right? But we
exactly
don't have.
Exactly correct, man.
But we
exactly
don't have the talent.
Correct. Yep.
The blue blood.
Unbelievable. All right, hour two coming up here.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.